The Hillsborough County Commission moved closer towards having voters decide on whether or not to continue their conservation land buying program this November. The county's Environmental Land Acquisition and Protection Program, also known as ELAP, is set to expire in 2011. And commissioners learned today the results of a public survey conducted last week on the potential support for extending the tax. Will Abriger is with the Trust for Public Land, a national nonprofit that works with local communities around the country to generate funding for acquiring public lands. The group hired the polling agency with money raised privately.
Without any information at all about the ELAP program and what it's done, we had almost a majority of support. 49% of the voters that we polled said they would support a $200 million bond referendum to continue the ELAP program to acquire, preserve, and to manage environmentally sensitive lands, parks and recreation lands, and protect water quality and drinking water sources. 28% were opposed, and 20% were undecided.
The survey was taken to 400 randomly chosen county residents last week. Abiger said that among those who knew about ELAP, support was at 60%, prompting him to say that a well-funded, well-organized campaign would ensure success at the ballot box this fall. Jan Smith is the chair of the local ELAP committee. She called the land buying program a model across Florida and the nation.
We have partnered with various agencies involved in preservation to acquire 44,700 acres of land. This is environmentally sensitive land, and in doing so, we've been able to preserve and protect our water supply, help to manage flooding, protected our riverine systems and the bay for recreational use, as well as supporting local fishing industry.
Currently, every property owner in Hillsborough County pays 25 cents for every $1,000 in assessed value for the program. Former County Commissioner Jan Platt also urged the board to support the recommendation to put the issue on the ballot.
It's a program that has always had high marks with the public. It's a people's program. There has always been a major majority who have voted in support. Both times it's been on the ballot. For people to vote to tax themselves tells you a lot.
But Commissioner Brian Blair, who prides himself on saving taxpayers' money, seemed concerned the poll did not show a majority supporting the ELAP program.
The results of the poll taken last week showed that 48% of the people were in favor of extending the program through a $200 million bond issue. And Pagin said if it doesn't come back at 55%, it would most likely fail. And the last thing we want this to do is fail. It cannot fail. We have to talk about how we would approach it, how we would get across to the citizens how important this program is.
Commissioner Jim Norman, like Jan Platt, said he was never in support of having a poll taken. He said he would have taken the $15,000 that was raised to commission the survey and have it used to educate the public about the value of the program.
This is not a new tax. This is an extension of what this community is wanting to make an investment with.
Norman said he would have reworded the question in the survey and said he hoped to have the opportunity to change the ballot language for November.
In your poll, you stopped short. You stopped at acquire and preserve the land. See, it goes on, which I strongly support, where it says manage these environmental lands, because if you get such an inventory out there, and if it's 46 or 49,000 acres, they have to be managed. You just can't just leave them to just go to heck, you know. So I was wondering if that next line in there was going to be part of the language, the ballot language.